Five women who say they were denied abortions under Texas law are suing the state. They say its abortion bans put their health and their lives in danger.
I cannot adequately put into words the trauma and despair that comes with waiting to either lose your own life, your child's life, or both.
That's one of the plaintiffs, Amanda Zurofsky, speaking during a press conference at the Texas Capitol this afternoon. It's believed to be the first time since last summer's Supreme Court decision overturning abortion rights that patients have sued a state over its abortion bans. NPR national correspondent Sarah McCammon was there in Austin and joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so who are these five women and what specifically prompted them to bring this lawsuit?
Each of their stories is a little different, but they all faced serious pregnancy complications and were denied abortions because doctors did not feel confident providing abortions to them under Texas law. We heard a moment ago from one of them, Amanda Zurofsky. She was among First Lady Jill Biden's guests at the State of the Union this year, and she was about 17 weeks pregnant last year when she was diagnosed with a condition that she was told meant her fetus could not survive. Doctors said they couldn't provide an abortion under Texas law, and she ultimately was able to have one in the state only after she developed a life-threatening condition called sepsis.
Wow. What about the four other women?
Well, the other women had to leave Texas for abortions in other states while facing medical crises. Four of the five patients were at the state capitol today to announce this lawsuit, and among them was Lauren Miller, who was pregnant with twins. She had serious complications with one of them. Doctors felt she needed what's called a fetal reduction, an abortion of one of the twins, to preserve both her health and the healthy twin. And she had to travel to Colorado for that procedure. Now, Miller is due to deliver the surviving twin later this month. And she stood in front of the Capitol in Austin, and she touched her belly as she called out state lawmakers.
Politicians in Texas are prohibiting health care that they don't understand. They could do something, but they're not. And it's killing us.
And Miller noted that she has the financial and family support to be able to travel out of state, something many Texans don't have.
Absolutely. So what exactly do the plaintiffs here want? And what does Texas law say?
Well, Texas has multiple layers of abortion restrictions, and they do include some medical exceptions. But doctors I've spoken to, including the two who've signed on to this lawsuit, say they're unclear and vaguely worded. They tell me there are just too many things that can go wrong, and they're unsure when these laws allow them to decide that a pregnancy is too dangerous to continue. The penalties can include substantial fines and prison time, so they say they can't afford to take the risk, and the lawsuit is asking the court to clarify what the exceptions mean.
Well, how are groups who oppose abortion, who have advocated for these laws, how are they responding to all of this so far?
Most say they don't believe that Texas law prohibits doctors from intervening in emergencies. Amy O'Donnell is with Texas Alliance for Life.
No, I'm not a medical doctor. So I'm not going to answer which treatment is best for which condition, but I can speak for the law. The law is clear and the law is adequate, and doctors can intervene in these situations. It does not have to be an imminent issue where they allow it to get to a point where then a woman is septic.
But she also says she'd welcome further clarification if doctors feel uncertain about intervening in a medical crisis.
That is NPR's Sarah McCammon reporting from Austin. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.